Show me today.
It was begun by my grandfather, Robert Nethery, right after World War II. He'd always been a radio enthusiast, and when he came back after the war, he hadn't gotten rid of that radio bug while he was gone. So he filed for an application with the FCC, and it was approved, and the first radio station in West Plains went in July 15th, 1947. And he went on to add more, but that was the first one.
And how did you end up picking up the mantle from there? You're the third generation, I think, to carry on this on-air legacy is what I understand. So how did you and your husband take this up?
Well, we were living in St. Louis at the time and had corporate jobs. And Tom spent a lot of time traveling. And I was raising our two daughters at the time. And my grandmother, my grandfather's wife, Louise, passed away. And he was here by himself. He was in his mid-80s. And we sort of looked at each other, Tom and I did one day, and said, you know, what are we doing? You know, you're traveling all the time, and you're missing out on the girls. And we've got family in West Plains. Let's find a way to go back to West Plains. And so there happened to be another radio station that we didn't own for sale. And we did, so we bought that one and combined it with the ones that we already did own. And we moved back here. We actually moved into my grandfather's house that he built with my grandmother. And we lived here with him for 10 years before he passed away. And we thought it'd be appropriate. We came down in his office to sit for the interview. Thought we'd get some good vibes today.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we're talking about KWPM. And this has been in West Plains now for 75 years in the Ozarks. What has been the secret to your success? What has really built this series of stations, and you're also doing your own marketing and things too. So what has been the secret to your success here?
I think the secret to success, Ashley, has been local. When I first came, you know, I was, like Sean was saying, working corporate America. So I wasn't really very local, you know, but one thing the grandfather did when we got here, you know, he took me by the hand pretty much and took me to every civic board meeting that he went to, and he went to a lot. And he said, you know, you probably ought to join, you know, a few of these. And matter of fact, maybe you should join them all. I kind of laughed and said, oh boy. But at the end of the day, I pretty much, you know, ended up joining most of them. And that was key. You know, I had him as a mentor for about 10 years. So having no experience in radio, I lived with somebody who was a radio pioneer. You know, he built the first radio station here, and then he went on to build 21 others in South Central Missouri. And so he was an engineer at heart and really enjoyed building them, you know, didn't enjoy running them so much as he did building them. but anyway, when I came and got into business, I asked him if he'd, you know, help me learn about the business. And he kind of paused a little bit and looked at me like old people do. And he said, well, if you listen long enough, you know. So I ended up listening for about 10 years and getting a lot of the bumps that I would have got on my head, I didn't get, because he helped me through that. So we ended up actually growing the radio stations. You know, I'm kind of a business guy that believes you're either growing or getting smaller. So we grew it to a group of 8 radio stations, and all within driving distance of home, so I wouldn't have to be out on the road much.
If you listen long enough, you learn something, right?
That's exactly what he was saying.
That should be the mantra for all radio stations, right? If you listen long enough, you learn. You got to learn something. It is station groups and stations like yours that we are so proud to serve here at Missouri Net, you know, with with news and statewide news as you serve your local area. And I, you know, for those folks, we value this so much because it is so grounded in the community. But tell the rest of our listeners, I mean, how important is it to have a station that is in the area, owned by area folks?
Well, it's very important, and they don't realize it till maybe one day there's a storm and we're off the air and we're not telling them what they need. We get calls all day long. Why aren't you on the air? And so I think it's one of those things that you don't appreciate it till you don't have it. But at critical times in our community, we've always stepped up and we've been there and we've been key for our community. I think about in 2017, we had a terrible flood like we've never seen before. And part of the community was cut off from each other. Emergency vehicles couldn't get to places. Power was out. And we were on the air. And their cell phones were down. So critical infrastructure was contacting us and asking us to put information out over the radio to let people know what was going on. So we're glad that we're able to serve the community like that. That's very important to us. And the community appreciates that. We know that. So that's why we keep doing what we're doing.
We're talking to Tom and Sean Marhefka, KWPM and Ozark Marketing. I'm interested to see KWPM was an acronym for Keep West Plains Moving. That's really neat. When it first hit the air. So that's still your mantra today, I gather.
Well, yeah, the grandfather, you know, was approached by a lot of local businessmen back in the day when they were starting, you know, in the 40s. And they were pretty much saying, hey, we need a radio station. You should build one. But, you know, he slipped back at them and said, well, you know, I need your commitment to help me do this. And he said, this is all about the town. This is about growing, you know, West Plains. So that's where they came up with the Keep West Plains Moving, you know, as the title. It played a role in convincing everybody that, you know, we're doing this together and it's a town thing.
And not only business, but a lot of music has come through there and music personalities. Tell me a couple. Obviously, we know about Porter Wagoner. He's from that area, right? Or was from that area?
Yes. He actually had his first radio singing job at KWPM. He worked at a local grocery store, and the owner of the store would sponsor his radio program, and we would broadcast him live from Sid Bond's grocery store on the square in West Plains. And then he would eventually come. He would also come out to the radio station and play with his band. Jan Howard, another local Nashville star, also started at KWPM. Over the years, a lot of other people that were popular locally also would come play at the radio station because we only played live music when we first started. We didn't play any recorded music.
Wow. So did you ever get to see some of these bands perform?
You know, that was before my time, but I certainly heard lots of stories about them. And I do remember when we started the records, and of course, that seems like a really weird, strange word to use, doesn't it, when we played records? That was very exciting when we had records. But that was really in the 50s, Ashley, and I came along a little after that. But right. It was hard to keep everything scheduled and moving. You know, if someone didn't show up, then you needed to have somebody to come in behind them. Dead air is not a good thing on the radio.
Never is. Never is.
No,
no matter what.
No,
no matter what.
No.
So you had a lot of live performers then, a young Porter Wagoner, who's now in the Hall of Famous Missourians, obviously a country legend. But I read an article that you actually had a visit from Elvis Presley too, not you, but there's a legendary story about a visit from Elvis. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I just heard this story a few years ago. It had never, everyone said they had never heard this story, but I was talking to a former DJ, and he said that when it was a Saturday, and he was working at the station, and a gentleman and his young star came in and said, you know, would you mind to play this man's record? He's new and up and coming, and we'd really appreciate it. He said, well, I'd be happy to do so, and thanks for coming in. So the DJ, when they left, he played the record, And my great grandmother, who was at home listening, called him up and said, "Do not ever put that on the radio again. That man, he will get us in trouble." And turned out, I said, "Well, I'm really curious whose music you were playing." And he said, "Well, it was Elvis. He came in the station." He said he was just brand new to the business, and he had Colonel Parker with him. And I said, "Why do you think that story hasn't been told much?" And he said, "Well, I think because your great grandmother was so mad, we didn't want that to get around." So anyway, I was sorry I hadn't heard that story before, because I think that was really a great story. But different strokes for different folks, right?
Right, and this is the importance of local radio, you know, to get these folks played. West Plains is, you know, southern Missouri, right, the edge of Arkansas. How did this area see so many musicians and folks coming through? Were they coming just because the radio station was there?
I would have to say that yes, and we're sort of the largest community around for 100 miles, and even back then. So it was the first radio station outside of Springfield, Missouri. So if he was coming from Memphis and headed to Springfield, we were probably one of the few places to stop.
We are talking to Tom and Sean Marhefka of KWPM and other radio stations associated with Ozark Marketing in West Plains, one of our affiliates and 75 years young in the Ozarks. Tell me one of your favorite memories as you watched this station grow, or as you helped develop it yourself.
Mine probably come from my youth. There are so many stories, but I remember when we first started recording ads, and my grandfather thought that it would be a good idea to have a young voice doing one of an ad for a customer. So I didn't even know how to read at the time. So we would come home on his reel-to-reel tape recorder, and we would practice this 30-second ad until I had it memorized. And finally, we would get it right. I'm not sure how long it took, but it was a long time. And then they had just started expanding playing time past sundown. Radio stations used to sign up, many of them at sundown. So this was up. This was playing at 8 or 9 o'clock. And my grandfather would get letters and calls from people saying that they didn't think it was right that that young child should be up having to read radio ads that late at night.
Recorded radio. Oh my goodness gracious!
They are still thinking everything was live.
Right.
We hadn't made the big announcement that we were recording things now, and so my grandfather got the biggest chuckle out of he was keeping the young children up at night to do radio ads.
Oh
so,
my goodness!
Anyway, that's my favorite memory. Tom's are probably more recent.
What about you, Tom? What's one of your favorite memories?
Well, I think that in radio, a lot of people, you know, tell you that, well, radio's dead and radio's, you know, not, you know, the media that's growing and whatnot in your market. But radio, you know, through all the challenges and all the years I've been at, almost 30 years now, radio comes out shining, you know, kind of on top and holding our ground. And now actually growing, because we're one of the, you know, only voice media that, you know, is growing because of, you know, how we approach local, and then how we also, how the company is transitioning into digital. So we have our customers, and that's how we became a marketing company, is we had a lot of lifetime customers in this market in radio, and they were all interested in digital. And at that time, if we didn't change in radio and become knowledgeable and learn digital and then be able to sell digital, that you know, we'd be in trouble as business. So we jumped all over that opportunity for digital, and now we have digital, and we do ads, but we do target marketing and others, and it really fits with radio. It's immediate. You know, we can we live stream. For example, we always did Friday night football games, big thing for local radio. So all the towns around us, we do their games. Well, now we actually live stream them so they can watch them And that's a whole nother revenue stream that, you know, we didn't have 10 years ago that we have now. That's a big part of our business and has been a big part of our growth. So I'd say my best story and feeling is that we've been able to, you know, fight through some of the challenges and then grow, you know, our business. And this past year, we probably had one of the best years we've ever had.
Well, congratulations. That's super. And it all still comes back to the spoken word and the known personalities, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And the people, I shouldn't leave out the people either. I've had a lot of good people, you know, work for us and a lot of them still working that, you know, our longevity, you know, being in the business, you just don't hear about other careers where people stay in it, you know, 40 years or 50 years. You know, but they do in radio.
So you don't regret leaving your businesses in St. Louis and coming back and building a local, a community, a marketplace here for the community in West Plains?
Yeah, no, I don't think if we had to do it all over again, I think we'd do it the exact same way. We both had a lot of fun engaging with it and the people. And again, the local people too, just the involvement it brings to you in the community and helping all of us grow, you know, businesses grow is a rewarding, you know, result.
I think the only regret that I would have, Ashley, is that we should have done it sooner than we did.
Well, it's definitely a mainstay there in West Plains, and we're proud to be affiliated with KWPM and Ozark Marketing. And thank you so much for joining us on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Show Me Today.